How did this affect on your music?
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
Like, what was I listening to?
Now and then I think of all the times you screwed me over. Like,
got two songs for you.
All right now, fellas, just wanna have fun.
We were thinking about covering...
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
All right, this week's band, For Like a Virgin, is responsible for one of the best songs we're playing at the moment, I reckon, in my opinion.
Tom Ballard's a big fan.
One that counts. They're a young city
the
band.
The opinion that matters.
Young city band who were in Unatai a couple of years ago, actually, and in 2013 were released their debut record. It's called Halcyon Days. The tune is Halcyon, the band Glass Towers, and we've got Ben, Sam, Cameron, Daniel, and Jordan here this morning. G'day, guys.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hello, welcome to Triple J Breakfast Show. First time popping by. Yes. So we've got to introduce you to a lot of people. How did you guys meet, Ben?
We met in high school, actually.
Great.
We're all in the same music class in high school, and I was writing some songs in my bedroom, and I wanted to make a band and be big and famous, so I asked these guys to be in the band with me, and the rest is history.
Unearthed High profile has four of you. Jordan, when did you slip into this lineup?
Oh, I'm just a temporary addition.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just
with
they
perhaps
needed a bit more
future
estrogen for the morning. Yeah.
Thank God.
But you were in the music class.
No.
No, you weren't. No, you weren't there at all.
No, I'm literally a temporary addition for 24 hours.
Oh, okay, sweet. Yeah. All right, well, a welcome edition.
Glass Tower just added another story.
Yeah, I say that's good. Now we're about to hear Halcyon, which I think is just such a cracking tune. The record is Halcyon Days. We've had Halcyon Digest from Deer Hunter, which I saw an article about you guys recently confusing those two albums.
Yeah,
there was Delphic gave us Halcyon as well. What is Halcyon?
Well, the definition of Halcyon Days means a time in the past which was idyllic or happy,
right?
Or just peaceful,
the
and so
new days.
The album is basically about a time in my life in later high school when everything was just chill and laid back and awesome.
You're still very young. Are you already jaded?
Yeah. Because it's every day living hell now.
I mean, you can see Rose Tattoo. I can understand they're still touring around RSLs and saying, oh, Halcyon Days.
It's the
city. Glass Towers. You're at the start of your career.
The city does it to you. So
yeah, right.
Hard city.
And that's what we explore on the record. Your adolescence, heartbreak, yep. Falling in love.
Yeah. Pulling out of love.
Out of love.
Yeah.
That's the toughest one.
It is.
All right, enough about my personal issues. Let's hear this track. It is such a great pop tune. Live music from Glass Towers on Triple J. We've got a cover after 8 o'clock right now. Here's that that awesome tune from these guys. Take it away, guys, when you're ready.
Around.
That is Glass Towers, Ben, Sam, Cameron, Daniel, and for 24 Hours Jordan playing their original track, Halcyon. Thanks so much, guys.
After 8 o'clock, we can get this cover. We'll let you know some tour dates, too, so you can see Glass Towers on this Triple J-supported tour a bit later on in the year. But can we get a clue, Ben, as to the cover we'll be getting today?
Well, old sport, this song is from The Great Gatsby.
Okay. Excellent news. Mystery. Ooh, keep bound.
Listen, if you manage to see it, or if it could be a good indication of what you may see.
Yes.
If you haven't gotten along to the Baz Luhrmann film yet, it is Glass Towers on Triple J for Lack of Version. It's 8 o'clock, time for the news.
How did this affect on your music?
It's about creation. It's about spontaneity. It's about...
Like a virgin. What was I listening to?
Now and then I think of all the times you screwed me over. Like a virgin.
Got two songs for you.
Alright now, fellas, yeah. Just wanna have fun.
We were thinking about covering
Like a Virgin on Triple J.
It is Friday and we are chatting to Glass Towers, Ben, Sam, Cameron, Daniel and Jordan. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Ready to perform a cover for Like a Virgin and about to go on a Triple J tour around the place. Are we going to get another tour diary from Glass Towers? I enjoyed looking at the last one. Very abstract and artistic shots of the places you went. Ben, can you let us know about it?
Yeah, a lot of the time I think we just get too drunk and then just end up filming too many bad things and it just ends up being like...
Evidence. To be used in court later on. Well, you've been on the road with people like Kooks and Maximo Park and some very cool people around the place. What have you learned from those big tours and those support slots that you'll be bringing to the Glass Towers Triple J tour in August?
No, just the experience.
The experience.
The experience of witnessing some GT in action.
Okay.
Live action.
Yep.
Live action.
Are they professional about it? Do they treat it like a job, like a 9-to-5 in and out?
Yeah.
The chamomile tea, or are they pretty loose, you know, having a good time? That's what it's all about.
We hang out with the Kooks a lot after the shows, and a lot of the time we'll just go to the hotel and like get drunk and party on all night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah, it was they treat it seriously when it comes to the actual performance.
Right. You know? Yeah. That 40
but
minutes.
After the 40 minutes, it's party on. Yeah.
Really. Well, here are the dates. It's kicking off on the 8th of August in Adelaide. You can see Glass Towers live, then heading to Bunbury, Perth, Fremantle, Sydney, Melbourne, Brisbane, Gold Coast, Byron Bay. Lots and lots of dates off this new record, the debut record from these guys, Halcyon Days. This cover, we have heard Old Sport, is going to be from the Great Gatsby soundtrack.
People are all over it.
They know exactly
They know their on. Soundtrack.
Yeah.
Well, can you reveal to us what the cover will be on Triple J this morning?
This morning, we'll be covering Young and Beautiful, Lana Del Rey.
I thought it was going to be Will I Am.
Jay-Z.
That horrible song he has on there. Why did you choose this?
I don't know. I just, after watching the movie, it just stuck with me. That melody, that beautiful melody.
Are you going to do something different with it? Because in the movie, there's a few different versions, like a foxtrot version and stuff. What's the Glass Towers version going to be like?
I was considering doing the foxtrot version, but we made it our own. You'll see.
Okay.
Be prepared.
Here we go. Live music, Glass Towers covering Lana Del Rey's Young and Beautiful on Triple J for you Friday morning. When you're ready, dudes.
I've seen it all, done it all, had my cake. Now, diamonds, brilliant, in Bel Air now. Oh, summer nights, mid-July, when you and I were forever wild. Those crazy days, city lights, the way you'd play with me like a child. Got to know your
pretty face and a electric soul. Well, you still love me when I'm no longer young and beautiful. Well, you still love me when I got nothing but my aching soul. I know you will, I know you will, I know that you will. Will you still love me when I'm no longer beautiful? Dear Lord, when I get to heaven, will you let me bring my girl? When she comes, tell me that you let her in. Father, tell me if you can. Oh, that grace, oh, that body, oh, that face makes me wanna party. She's my sun, she makes me smile like diamonds. Will you still love me when I'm no longer young and beautiful? Will you still love me when
that is Glass Towers on Triple J covering Lana Del Rey's Young and Beautiful from the Great Gatsby soundtrack. That was amazing. A little bit of a Cure flavor there. Would that be around accurate-ish?
Could be accurate, though.
In a compliment kind of way. In a very original, in your own thing. Okay, I've got to stop talking. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, you can catch Glass Towers, as we mentioned, going on a tour in August, or check out the debut album, which is very exciting. I don't know how it feels to release a debut album, so I guess you guys are
you've released an
pretty
album?
Stoked.
You've released our own album?
Oh, yeah.
Which was just all our crappiest jokes put together on one CD and released. Not quite the same as working with JP Fung, who's worked with Block Party and stuff, and put that out. But I'm sure we could, you know, have a few drinks and share experiences sometime.
Yeah.
No, sure. Okay. All right. Thanks so much, guys. Thanks for being here at Triple J, and all the best.
Thank you.
This was a Triple J live music podcast. Hit up the Triple J live music website for more sets, photos, and videos.
Triple J. Woo!